One of the all-time greatest athletes in any professional sport is reportedly hanging up his cleats. Today, the NFL tweeted their appreciation for Tom Brady, currently quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he won his latest Super Bowl. ESPN reported that he is retiring from football after 22 seasons. But then Brady's agent tweeted, suggesting that his departure might not be a done deal after all. For most of his career, Tom Brady was a New England Patriot. His 10 Super Bowl appearances and 7 Super Bowl victories are both all-time records in the National Football League. To hear the latest and to get a sense of what this retirement, if that's what it is, would mean for the game and his fans, we're turning to NPR's Becky Sullivan. Becky, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So is he retiring or what? What's going on here?
That is the big question. There's been a ton of talk about this since he and the Bucks lost in the playoffs last week. He's, as you said, he's 44 years old. This afternoon, ESPN came out with a report based on anonymous sources saying that he decided to retire. The NFL follows it up, as you said, with these tweets and all this. But because Brady's agent won't confirm the news, you know, we're just not going to know until we hear from the man himself.
Well, help us understand where Tom Brady sits in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks and among professional sports athletes more broadly.
I am not sure that there's a way to overstate this. I mean, this guy was certainly the best quarterback to ever play in the NFL. That is going to be true for a very long time. He holds pretty much every career record that any quarterback would ever want. I'll read you some of them. He has started the most games. He's won the most games, passed for the most yards, most touchdowns, started more playoff games, won more playoff games than anybody else. And then, of course, as you said, 7 Super Bowl rings. That is wild. It's going to be a very, very long time before anybody else is able to touch what he accomplished.
And he's 44. I mean, more touchdown passes in his 40s than he did in his 20s. Mm-hmm. He's won 2 championships since turning 40. And he's talked about as a possible MVP this season. So, I mean, I know it, for anybody else, this would be a ridiculous question. But did this retirement come as a surprise?
You know, I think not. I don't think it's that much of a surprise. Like you said, he's 44. That's pretty dang old for an NFL player. Like, literally, he was the oldest player in the league this past season. There's only one other guy even in his 40s. And I think especially after that loss last week, I think, you know, the thing about Brady is that you can never count him out. No lead with him is safe. 28-3, 2017 Super Bowl. But last week, they're playing the Rams. They're down 27-3. He, like, engineers this comeback. They tie it up. But then the Rams are the ones with the crazy last-minute magic. They're the ones who get up the field, score field goals, time expires. And it's the Rams who win 30-27. And so sort of like, oh, well, maybe the Brady magic is gone. So, you know, I think after that, it's sort of like it feels a little right.
So before we let you go, Brady is relatively new to the Tampa Bay Bucks, where he won his most recent Super Bowl. I'm certainly people appreciate that who live there. But he will certainly be remembered for his 20 years as a New England Patriot. Yes. As just briefly as you can, what would you say he meant to the team and to the city and to New England?
Well, I think another thing you can't overstate is that, I mean, the Pats, they were on the upswing before he started with them, but they were a pretty middling franchise for a very long time. They had never won a Super Bowl before Tom Brady showed up. I think at this point, 6 Super Bowls in 20 years, that guy basically has a key to the city of Boston. He's not ever going to have to buy a drink there. And normally I think it's hard for athletes to play for another team, you know, for fans to see that, but the Boston fans have really embraced his run for the Bucks. More people watching the Bucks games in Boston than they did in any other city besides Kansas City for the Super Bowl last year. That says it all.
All right. That was NPR's Becky Sullivan. Becky, thank you so much.
You're welcome.